At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Hey, 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 thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, that's me or you, and the next hour we're going to talk about video games.
I thought this was a sports talk
network. It is, wherever you're listening, it is a sports talk network. But we dedicate 1 hour of the whole week just to talking video games, and I've been doing the show some 15 years on these networks. And, well, at least Sports Byline USA, the home network here in the Bay Area. Scott is over in the studios in North Beach in San Francisco. Because of this pandemic thing you heard, I'm on the Oakland side from my house on the old gaming headset via Skype, but we're still bringing the program to you. If you want your participation, the phone lines work just fine. Questions, comments, or concerns, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. See Play, 1-800-878-7529, get you in and get you heard coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. We are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, wherever you might happen to be listening if you're in our military. Thanks for keeping us safe and our allies, and you stay safe. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. You're doing a good job. We're also on the internet as we stream through our homepage, sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click listen live to hear the shows and emails. Me, those are Rick at sportsbyline.com. And that's how you win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, brand new game. It's also, if you have a cheat code request, do that at the end of the show, coming up in about 45 minutes. So send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com as well. We are also at SBNationLive.com. This is where we're proud to be on the SB Nation network out of Houston. And, of course, on SiriusXM 211 in progress. That's the Dan Patrick channel. Blow your horn if you got that 18-wheeler semi out there. Don't get that white line fever, though, Jan Michael Vincent. Also, apropos applications include the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Twitch, when we're not in a pandemic. That's where all the equipment is in the studio. And if you want to tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle, as I announce my tease as well. I'll also let you know what's new this week. We're talking video games with you, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Andersen, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyandersen.com for details.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TRUNK for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TRUNK for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRUNK.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Good to be with you. Hope you're having a good evening, day, wherever you are, out of track time, around the globe. The sun never sets upon the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. That's me or you. We're talking video games. The lines are open throughout the show. No interviews this week. So you're my guest. Be my guest. Be my guest. Angela Lansbury, Jerry Ormond, that whole thing. Get it. Got it. Good. Come on in. 1-800-878-PLAY. What have you been playing this weekend? I'd love to know. I do want to address the, what do I call it, the elephant in the room, the mastodon in the room, of the fact that, are we just never going to get into PS5? Is that just the way it's going to work? We are now 5 months after the launch. This launched in November. November, December, let me see if I'm counting right, January, February. We're in March now. And there are still no PS5s. Now, if you got one from day one and you're having a great time, that's great. But the way the world works now is the millisecond they become available, they're instantly bought up. And I'm not talking about people who, like what I was doing, hitting refresh every 5 seconds. No, there's algorithms and they're gone. They're just gone. And I don't want some, it's already obscenely expensive, $500. I'm not going to pay $900 to somebody on eBay who's going to throw in a Miles Morales game I don't want or some webcam that I don't want. This has never happened before. And trust me, I've been around since Pong. We've never had a console debut and have this type of scarcity. The PS2, believe it or not, was so hard for me to get. The PS3 was actually pretty easy. The PS4 was a little bit harder. Probably the most difficult one for me to get ever was the Nintendo Wii. But after about 5 or 6 weeks, I want to say, about a month and a half, then I was able to get another one, because my parents at the time were on a cruise, and they were like, there was this bowling game we really liked. And I'm like, hey, I'll pick one up for you. I know, what a son. That was a long time ago, though. I've never seen 5 months in, and they just simply don't exist. And that's because we did not have these jokers who, you know, and listen, they might say, hey, it's a free society, it's capitalism, we're going to carpe this diem, caveat emptor, and any other Latin phrase you want. We're going to buy all of them and then resell them and make more money. So I'm not crying that I don't have, if I really, really, really wanted one, I could pay an arm and a leg and get one. But what I have found, kind of in a Kramer-esque serenity now, is that my PS4 still rocks. And I use it every day, most probably every day, at least five, six days a week. Maybe that's every day. Just about every day. And this morning, you know, I've been a Tottenham fan since the 80s to watch Tottenham play their game. And they won over Crystal Palace 4-1. I had to watch it on Peacock. And I don't have a Peacock app on my TV, even though it's a new one. And I hate all those streaming services, by the way. They all suck. But I had to watch it through my PS4. And remember when the PS4 came out, what was the catchphrase? It was got milk. No, it was, it only does everything. And it does do a lot. And I also realized when I get the PS5, the PS4 is not going to become a dodo bird, but it's not going to get used as much. Because I'll have a nice, you know, if you get a new car, now I've never had a new car and kept an old one. I've always traded it in. But if I was rich enough to, I could keep the old car as a second car, how much would I drive that thing? Probably not a lot. So I'm just, you know, I'm just using my PS4, getting all the mileage I can out of it and having a good time with it. And it's almost like, you know, being shunned by the pretty girl or something. It's like, oh, I'll go to the prom with you. I'll let you know. When? I'll let you know. I'll give you a call. And after a while, you're like, you know what? This PS4 all along, it was great. Right? I know it's kind of corny to put it in those terms, but I still, every day I'll just take a look. Sold out. Unavailable. It just depends on what website you're looking on. I mean, Amazon always says, we don't know when or if this will ever come back. And that's just their policy. That's their sort of the main thing they say about anything. We don't know when or if. It makes us sound like, and I know there's a pandemic. And I know they can't create as many and ship as many as they would like. But if this is sort of like oil or diamond rings, you know, I remember finding out that there's enough oil saturating the earth that, you know, it should be 10 cents a gallon, but it's just released sporadically by the people who control it, drives the price up. And it's the same thing with diamonds. If you flood the market with diamonds, they're going to be useless. So you just got to put a few out at a time to make this shiny, pretty see-through rock. Ooh, look at this rock. And I think the PS5 has become a commodity like that. But you're sitting on a gold mine. You're basically sitting on Super Bowl tickets. Can you imagine having an endless supply of Super Bowl tickets? But actually, it goes beyond Super Bowl tickets. Super Bowl tickets are only important to the people who care about either A, the game, or B, those teams. Everybody wants one. And if you want an Xbox Series X or Series S, I have seen those available. I'm not acting like they're sitting on shelves because they're not, but I have gotten emails from GameStop saying, hey, you want to order one? I could have put one in my cart and ordered it, but I'm not going to do it. You know, when all this came out day one, I bought the extra PS5 controller because it was in stock and you need two and it stinks and everybody does it, but it stinks that you get one controller. Even if you live by yourself, by the time that one goes dead, you want the other one to be ready. So you can continue gaming wirelessly, right? So even if you're by yourself, you need two of them. But the reason I bought it was, what was it, like $69 plus tax? Is because I thought, well, it's available now. What if I get the PS5? And then those things become scarce. Like, oh, you can't forget getting an extra controller. Those are going for $250. I thought, oh, I'm just going to swoop this up right now. It's just sitting there. It's sitting in the little, it's kind of sad in a way, but quaint. It's sitting in the little shelf on the console under my TV where the PS5 will go. And all the other consoles have been moved out. So right now there are four spots. One of them has the PS4. One of them has my dish box. One of them has the Nintendo Switch docking station for charging. And then there's just an empty slot with the little PS5 controller. Aww. All by himself. But, you know, the thing is that I'm not giving up hope. And the second I can get one at normal price, which I can say is sky high enough, I'll buy it. I'll hook it up and I'll get that thing. But as I said, now I'm just at the point where I'm just going to just relax, just count myself lucky that I even have a PS4. Some people don't even have that. Be a little bit more magnanimous, have a better perspective. Take the wide-angled view on things and realize that the PS4 still is a pretty amazing system. If I was stuck with some 1975 Skoda or a Yugo or an Adobe driving that around, I would probably be much more upset. So, Sony, take your time. No, go ahead. After you. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Okay. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us, my fellow America, my fellow Earthlings. Said all over the world on American Forces. When I was doing the Raiders pre- and post-game show on their flagship in Oakland, I did not go to Vegas with the team. No, I'm starting over. But anyway, when I went to London to do the game against the Bears at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and it was a lot of fun. Did the pre and post game show, and they had a bye week, which was great because I'm bragging now, but I have a point to the brag. Took the Eurostar to Paris through the Channel. I had never gone that way before, and then I had a rental car in Paris, and I was getting AFN and The Voice, of which this show is on. And the Eagle was rock and roll. I was listening to American Forces Radio Network, The Eagle. And it was just a cool little reminder after, you know, being on American Forces Radio Network for just about 20 years now, to actually hear it was just really cool. And it was, as I said, it was a good reminder about that. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. During the pandemic, which we were just talking about, I think I heard of that, Rick. Yeah, and hopefully we're near the end. If everybody can get vaxxed and can get back to normal, it would be nice. Hopefully we're getting close to the end. I don't know. I don't want to jinx it. But a lot of people have lost money, but very few businesses have made big money, like Zoom. Like, who the hell cared about Zoom outside of just corporate people? I'm going to need a meeting to talk about the Thompson account. Have the Dallas office dial in. And then if you had told them, oh, pretty much everybody who works and goes to school is going to need you, or something like it. And so you've seen some businesses going public. Like, who would have thought that everybody would be excited about DoorDash's IPO? Right? The amount of times I called DoorDash before the pandemic, maybe 3 or 4 times. And then it got to the point where it was like, when it was bad, like 3 or 4 times a week. I mean, we had times in California where they didn't even want us to go outside, except we were just, you know, going to go for a run. And then we had a whole month where there were fires and you couldn't go outside because you couldn't breathe. Yeah. Let's hope it's not like that again. Rick, can you believe those were the good old days? I hope we're not saying that. That would be bad. But I bring this up not just to talk about DoorDash's, or you remember Airbnb's IPO, how crazy it went, and Slack went public, and Spotify went public. Well, now on Wednesday of this week, Roblox is going to go public. And the interesting thing, and by the way, it'll be on the New York Stock Exchange, and it will be very aptly named RBLX, as you see it across the old ticker tape. Do they still have ticker tape? As you see it go through RBLX. And what's interesting about Roblox is that they were losing money before the pandemic, and they were losing the net losses were $71 million up to $253 million 2019 to the beginning of 2020. So basically, it was becoming not just a fail, but kind of an epic fail. But they kept it going. It's almost like this pyramid scheme like Netflix is. Like, Netflix is constantly in debt like we are to China. But everyone's making money, so they're not thinking about the debt. Let's just spend more money than we have making all this content, and then everyone's subscribing. As long as everyone's subscribing, everyone's making money. Yeah, but you're in debt. But who cares? We're all making money. So Roblox, because of the pandemic, their daily active users grew by how much? 85%, up to 32.6 million in the United States. How about that? The user hours in 2020 went to 30.6 billion hours. By the way, Scott says by the time I get a PS5, the PS6 will be out. I want to laugh, but he might be right. But think about that, 85% growth and then 30.6 billion hours. So what does that mean for a company who last year at this time needed $150 million by a VC firm called Andreessen Horowitz? They needed $150 million just to stay afloat. Well, I'm sure that venture capitalist firm is quite happy because the value now on Roblox is at $4 billion. Once again, with a B, $4 billion. And as we saw, I don't know if you saw the Airbnb IPO, but that went, I think, a billion over where we thought it was going to be. Or was it $2 billion over? It was something insane. Now, I'm not a stock market guy, but it's a video. I mean, it's in the video game world. All I know is that Christmas, my niece and my nephew, especially my niece, she said, anything Roblox. Roblox, proper Roblox shirts, games, hoodies. The money that she's, well, my brother, has spent on it is pretty insane. Now, the other thing is, and we've seen this for a long time too, with in-app purchases, in-game purchases. There was another article I saw today out of the UK, from The Sun, actually, that bastion of journalism. You know, if you have a topless girl on page 3 and sports on the back, but then again, in that country, it's legit. But kids who are hooked on playing FIFA online are spending thousands of their parents' money on mystery packs. And now there are people in the UK, the government, by the way, is trying to urge FIFA to be included in the Gambling Act. The Gambling Act precludes anyone under 18 from using it. So that would be bad news for EA if the kids, now they probably say, well, you just can't buy stuff. They say, well, no, you can't play FIFA if you're under 18. Imagine that. So what it is they use FIFA points. And it's almost like opening a pack of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. In England, it's 79p or 79 pence for up to 100 points or 79.99. That's 80 pounds. That's over $100 for 12,000 points. Now, whatever you want to call these, most games call them loot boxes. And we've seen this on apps. We've had it happen in the NBA as well. But FIFA made up 20% of their revenue on FIFA points. Think about that. More than a quarter of all the money they made is from people doing that. And, of course, there's always someone who's going to be put in the spotlight. Now, this is a grown-up, a youngster, but still grown, a guy named Alex Kizeltan. He's 23 years old from Liverpool, and he said he would spend 500 pounds a night. The quote in The Sun is, I got hooked. It is like having a slot machine in your room. Now, what's funny is that, like, the only thing that I could think of when I was growing up, when I was in college, they had these 888 numbers you would call to talk to a sexy girl who was probably anything but. And, you know, it was like, call us up. The first 2 minutes are free. And some of these schmucks would call up. And then the mom or dad would get the phone bill. And it was like $795 because Junior talked to some woman on the phone for 3 hours. whatever it is, listen, a fool and their money is soon parted. But that's the thing about when you're playing online. It's sort of like Amazon Anonymous. You know, why do I think I gave up Amazon for Lent? It's just too easy. You can look at your phone and you can have anything you want with one click. And you don't have to open your wallet. You don't have to do anything. It's just going to come to your house. Oh, you have to have the funds, but it doesn't feel like it, right? Because you're not throwing down cash. You're not seeing those 20s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here's 10 $20 bills. I'm writing a check. Here's the carbon. You know, I'm signing the credit card. It's just one click. That's all it is. So if you're playing FIFA and this guy's spending 500 pounds a night, probably didn't feel like it, did it? Well, these mystery packs, and it's almost like this new thing with Top Shot and Golf, I'm talking about the NBA now, where you can buy your own video highlight and it belongs to you and you can trade it. This is where this is all trending. But as I said, this isn't some little thing where like now and then there'll be some crazy kid spending 500 pounds a night. No, 27% of the revenue is from in-app purchases. This is why a lot of DLC is free. They want to keep sending it out to you. And, oh, don't you want that skin? Don't you want this? Don't you want that? And you go, I think maybe I actually do. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game right here on the Video Game Review.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759.
800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Back to the show. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you. It's 40 after. That means it's time to give away a game. Brand new, just out on the Xbox One, PS4, and Nintendo Switch. I have it here for the Switch. Need more Switch games. It's developed and published by Big Blue Bubble. It's called Forgone. It's an action platformer. Here's the summary. Forgone is a fast and fluid 2D action platformer packed with legendary loot and stunning pixel art. Collect an arsenal of powerful weapons as you slash your way through hordes of enemies to save Caligan. Hey, Caligan, man. Oh, that's Caligan. My question is this an action game or is this a soccer game? Rick, didn't you just say yes? Rated T for teen, violence, and blood. Beware of smoking. I just found some blood. So let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct winner wins it for the Switch. rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E. Big Blue Bubble, published and developed, Forgone. It's also available on the 1 and the 4 as well, and the PC as well as the Switch, rated T for teen. It's a foregone conclusion. By the way, speaking of in-app purchases, so, I never, ever, ever, ever have bought any Call of Duty points. And playing the games over the years, and I remember, gosh, it was way over 10 years ago, I went to this Call of Duty Elite party, and it was one of the best parties ever for swag, because I got a Call of Duty, like, heavy jacket and, like, a computer bag. I mean, they really threw the money at that one. And it's like all the different Call of Duties are all going to come together. That didn't last very long, honestly. But anyway, of all the years of Call of Duty, I've never spent money on it. Now, if you play long enough, you'll get enough free COD points where you can buy something here or there, which I've done. But a friend of mine said, I've got a $25 PlayStation card that was a gift from somebody. And they don't realize that I don't have a PlayStation. And I went, oh, he goes, you want it? And I went, nah, I give it to somebody else. Like, just take it. He goes, just take it. I don't want it here. And I said, oh, I guess I can buy a game. And he's like, why don't you buy some of those guns you wanted? And I thought, oh, yeah. So it was literally sitting on his desk for like a year. And he didn't want it. And I looked around and, you know, I already got, you get three free games anyway from being a PlayStation Plus member. And maybe they're not your favorites, but like there's a Final Fantasy VII remake this month and a couple others. And I thought, hell, I didn't pay a dime for this. And it's just sitting on his desk. So I did. I went in and I bought a $19.99 pack and a $4.99 pack. So my PS4 wallet is 2 cents right now. Don't spend it all in one place. Try not to. And so I looked around. What I wanted was I wanted a gun that had tracers because they're always – it always burns me. It frosts me a little bit more when I get shot by tracers because they stick in you and it just seems like more of a clowning. It's like being slapped with a hand that's on fire instead of a regular hand. And so – but I wanted an assault rifle and a submachine gun. I don't care about all the little trinkets and clan tags and, you know, logos. I just wanted those two types of guns because that's all I really use anyway. And I've already got some pimpy fresh guns. So I didn't need it, but I thought, okay, I'll do it. And so it was this character. It's a girl, which I never use. but it's a girl, and she's wearing all purple and has a purple cape. She looks ridiculous. And I've seen those characters running around, and I've always kind of chuckled. And I thought, okay, well, that's me now. Because it's shot, it was an assault rifle and actually a P90 submachine gun. It shoots purple tracers. And so it was kind of fun. I wouldn't use it every time, but yeah, why not? Because the one thing I always thought when people watch me play, I'm the only guy that has the original character. You know, I don't have the Texas Chainsaw leather face mask. I'm not Saw. I'm not the guy wearing, you know, who's all green. But now I am the purple girl who has a cape. And why not? Right? When in Rome. 1-800-878-PLAY. We also saw, since the last show, I was talking about how EA Sports says it's going to be bringing back NCAA football next year. And we've seen some schools pull out. The most formidable would be Notre Dame. That's right. The Notre Dame Fire and Irish Golden Domers are out. And the AD, Jack Swarbrick, told the AP that the school went public. And he said, I'm certain we'll head into August with name, image, and likeness in some form. Among my concerns is that the group licensing dynamic is just not getting the consideration it needs. It's really complex. I thought it was funny, too, that Swarbrick said, hey, I'm a big fan of the game. Yeah, I'm sure you sit down with your PlayStation or your Xbox all the time, Jack. I know it's right there, front and center. Tulane pulled out as well. The AD there, Troy Dannon, said, it's not like the entire country grasps that they cannot be Tulane in the video game. This is about aligning and maybe putting the student-athlete's interest before anyone else's. Swarbrick said, I wasn't trying to encourage other schools to make any decision one way or another relative to EA. Now, the thing to remember about Notre Dame, too, is they march to their own drum. They don't want to be in a conference. They sign their own TV contract with NBC. If you go to Notre Dame, they teach you that you're better than everyone else who didn't. That just kind of comes with the territory.
Rick, I'm in South Bend, and I don't appreciate that.
We did have that Ed O'Bannon case, which was actually settled in a court out here in Oakland at the time. That was back when he was playing the basketball game, and he saw himself. He's like, I don't remember ever getting paid for this. So this is a sticky thing. It's weird, this whole thing about name, image, likeness, or NIL, NIL, which means zero in soccer. But this whole NIL thing, like we've heard, like in California, beginning, I think, the year after this one, maybe 2023 it is, that you can start getting paid. We saw Northwestern. They also pulled out of this. Northwestern, that's not a surprise. They're very academic up there. But also, a couple years ago, their whole football team threatened to boycott the season if they weren't treated like employees. So it's something, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to tell people. I played college football, but I played Division II. I never played on TV. I never played in a bowl game. And I knew I was never going to go pro. I just played because I loved football. But for a lot of these guys, you know, they go to campus, they go to the bookstore, and there's their name on a jersey. And they go, how come I'm not getting paid? You are. You're getting room and board. And they go, and you just say, sir, yes, sir. So we'll see about that when it comes to the football game. We also found out this week that there's a new breed of Aliens game on the horizon. Aliens with an S. And Disney, which has 20th Century Studios and the developer out here in California called Cold Iron Studios, have announced Aliens Fire Team this week. Upcoming action adventure, team based survival horror game, obviously set in Ridley Scott's iconic Alien movie verse. And if you think about the fast-paced aliens and quit it high, game over, man. That's going to be some fun stuff. But if you think about Aliens Colonial Marines, remember that? That was about 8 years ago. and even bringing in the late, great Sid Mee to help with the location design. A lot of people thought the Colonial Marines promised a really authentic alien-inspired art style than some of the other choppier games. But Cold Iron is trying to carve out a different path, and they're bringing in just a slew of current-gen possibilities, and they're going to go third-person co-op, and which is cool. The head of Cold Iron, a guy named Kred Zinkovich, he told VentureBeat, quote, "It is not an easy game." And he explained that players will have to funnel the attack strategy through 5 character classes, Gunner, Demolisher, Recon Technician, and Doctor. They'll have pre-deployment challenge cards, which are conditional parameters that add sort of different twists to every mission, and then a big incentive to play through the storyline's 4 campaigns as well. And Zinkovich said, quote, "As a game designer, I'm really excited about our challenge card system. This system is a series of cards that the players end up earning as they play at the beginning of missions when they're queuing up. And they're really mutators and really change the way you play the mission. If you play the challenge card successfully, you end up getting additional rewards, additional cosmetics, additional attachments, things like that." Well, listen, you know, 23 years after the events of the original film trilogy, right? And the media outlets that had the chance to preview the earlier mission have, you looked at some of the teases as well, 11 different xenomorphs, facehuggers to Praetorians as well. So we'll see. We'll also are beginning a new Dungeons & Dragons game. It's in early development, and this is going to be open world. I was a guy who really liked D&D back in the day, the original. I've yet to see a D&D game that captures the same sort of strategy and fun. You can't just make a dungeon crawler and say, hey, look, it's Dungeons & Dragons. It doesn't work like that. All right, let's get to the upcoming games coming out this week. Stronghold Warlords, a PC strategy game. Apex Legends makes it to the Switch. That's a shooter battle royale. Crayta, C-R-A-Y-T-A, that's a productivity editor on the PC, but also a game. Monster Energy Supercross. I wonder what energy drink sponsors that. PC, PS5, Xbox, Stadia, Xbox. More about the Stadia next week, by the way. Doodle Devil 3volution. They want you to say it with an E. PS5, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. It's a puzzle game. Crash Bandicoot 4 is on the PS5, Xbox, and Switch. Pascal's Wager, an action RPG on the PC. RBA Baseball 21 is back. Will it ever be as good as the show? No. But love to be proved wrong, though. Xbox One, PS4, Switch, PC. Stubbs the Zombie in the Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. And also we have Stranger of Sword City. This is a PC and Switch RPG. All right, we will take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And it's time for the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. I like giving them away for some of the older games. And I got a good one here. This one is from Terry. Terry says, how do I get the helicopter in GTA 5? Well, listen, you mean the buzzard. All right. This isn't going to be great radio. The whole show isn't. Oh, thanks. But and by the way, if you don't get it, just email me. I'll send it to you. You can spawn the buzzard anytime you want. Go into the game, and this is for your PS3. Circle, circle, L1. Circle, 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 L1. L2, R1. Triangle, circle, triangle. There you go. Now, if you have an Xbox 360, it's BB, LB, BBB, LB, LT, RB, Y, B, Y. See? And then you got the buzzard. Once again, PS3, circle, circle, L1, circle, 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 L1, L2, R1, triangle, circle, triangle. On the 360, BB, LB, BBB, LB. LT, RB, Y, B, Y. I wonder if somebody's just tuning in. I heard somebody on the radio going, beep, 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 beep. That's all that guy talks about. Well, right then, you would be right. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Have a great week gaming, and we'll see you next time right here. Coming up next, Sports Talk.